Thanks for everyone for reading.
At this time, I would like to introduce our first speaker, Joanna V. from the Rock Creek area.
I got a hug. I'm an addict named Joanna. I'm overwhelmed with so much emotion and so much gratitude, and there are so many people in this room. And it's a miracle that we're all here. And I just, I want to be very thankful for the people that are of service to this convention. Whether you have an orange Hug Squad shirt on, or you have microphones and all sorts of other things connected to you, you're all like doing this so that we can get another day clean and so that we can celebrate. And so that we can celebrate our lives, and it's just amazing. And it's crazy because I don't like the microphone. I don't like it at all. As soon as he walked up with the recorder, I don't like it. And the reason I don't like it is because, you know, when I first got clean, I got clean in New Brunswick, New Jersey, there was a lot of conventions in New Jersey, a lot of conventions. And so we would go to conventions all the time, like when we were young in recovery and we had all this time. And we would like go and like sit at the front and like listen to all these people. And then some of the people that like I was participating in life with at the time, they got to come up here and they had the opportunity to be of service. But some of those people are not alive anymore. And it really bothers me that this thing has the power to, to not allow someone to be real and to not allow someone to tell the truth about who they are. And in turn, you know, they make this conscious decision to go out and use. And he's dead. Like, you can't bring him back. I don't like it because of that. Because it's too much. And my head will tell me more than it really is. And for me, like, this is the Narcotics Anonymous meeting, and I just want another day clean. Like, I want freedom from my brain because it's fucked up. And I want to have freedom and be able to, like, welcome love in and out of my heart. But I don't like this part. I love NA. I really do. My life has gotten a million, trillion. I can't even put a numeral on the value that my life has now as a result of getting clean and finding this new way to live. So I got clean when I was young. I was 19 years old. I was really tired. Just last Wednesday, I was reminded of my last night. It was a wonderful meeting in Rock Creek area, which is crazy, right? I keep moving, and it's just crazy to like be in this region and to like this is my region, and there's so many people, that I'm building all of these amazing relationships with here. But then there's people from Philly that are here. I see all sorts of red peas, and I am excited that I see the Philadelphia Phillies hats on, and then like even people from Jersey from where I first got clean. So it's just intense to like have all these people and all these different emotions. But I got clean when I was 19, and I was in the fetal position on a futon that wasn't mine. No, I say that because I don't live like that anymore. I do not. And it was somebody else's bed that I was sleeping in. And I felt this voice inside of me say, I can't guard you anymore. And my mom passed away when I was 6 years old. And my entire life, I grew up with this longing for a mom. And this longing for the love that any little child wants from their mother. And when I felt that, I can't guard you anymore. It was a spiritual awakening. You know, because for real, it was for me, it was my mom like telling me like, what you're doing is harming you, and what you're doing, I can't help you. Like, I can't stop you from doing that. And if you continue in that way, like, there's nothing else to it. And, you know, the very next day, like, I made a phone call to a friend who I knew had gone to a rehab, and, you know, and I called him, and I was like, what do I do? I don't want to do this anymore. And he told me to call this particular institution where a recovering addict picked up the phone and told me to go to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting at the 24-hour club. And so I went to my first meeting. It was a Sunday night. It was a candlelight meeting. It was a 12-step workshop meeting, which meant if you hadn't worked a step, you couldn't share. And I was like, what the fuck? I want to share. You know, I want to be there. And I got my first NA hug. And I walked into that meeting, and I felt this sense of love, and this sense of safety, and this sense of belonging and unconditionalness. That's the very thing I was looking for my entire life. And I felt it when I got to NA. And, you know, from that day, a lot has changed. And from that day, my spirit continues to be awakened in many different ways and on many different levels. And it's just miraculous. You know, I don't even know where to start. I mean, honestly, like, I'm a very, like, this is me, this is how I come, take it or leave it, and, you know, I don't like to put on, like, any kind of big show or things like that, and I, you know, like, in my, for real, like, I'm not feeling like my life is that awakened right now, and, like, I'm here, and I'm with some amazing people. My best friend one of my best friends from New Jersey who got clean shortly after me drove down 5 hours all by herself and is like with me, and she's like my anchor here, and it's just amazing that like we can grow up together and we can get clean together and we can stay together no matter where you live, no matter how far away you are. And we were like discussing how like on our badges it says over 3,000 days, and like that's just a miracle, you know. She was reminding me, it was awesome, she was reminding me how like we used to come to one of these things and we would see people with 10 years clean, be like, we want to have that. And you know, and like just for today, if I keep doing what y'all are doing and what y'all tell me to do, I'm gonna have it. Yeah, I'm just very, very moved by that connection over there. So I just want to be like really frank, right? I've been through Narcotics Anonymous and through like working steps and finding out who I am and all the wonderful things that we do here. If you're new, please keep coming back no matter what. I participate in the no matter what club, and like no matter what, I don't use. They told me to put on a seatbelt because this is going to be the ride of my life, and I have not taken it off because it's not worth it. Any kind of accident that I might have with that seatbelt on, I'll be okay because I have NA. But if I take that off and like make a decision, I may not come back to live. And you know, and I owe it all to NA. But what I was about to say is like through this process, I've like gained a lot of awareness of who I am and like who I want to be. And you know, I went back to school, and after being clean for 4.5 years in Jersey, I moved to Philly. And that was a really big thing for me to like leave my dad, the dad that raised me, the dad that loves me, the dad that's so proud of me, the dad that comes to my anniversaries and cries with me, the dad that has a positive ripple effect as a result of Narcotics Anonymous in his life. He carries an NA key tag on his keychain, just because that's Rico, that's what he wants to do. You know, and it's really just because he's proud of me, and if anybody ever identifies it, then he can share his pride. And anyway, so I made a decision to move to Philly, and like that was a really hard thing for me to do, and I remember like feeling like I didn't belong, and feeling like meetings were different, and feeling like I had to be a newcomer again, you know, and I was in a relationship at the time, and it's awesome that my first go-to awakening isn't about a relationship. That's pretty cool. Like, it's about relocating and moving and becoming a better woman and becoming a better adult as a result of these gifts. And I remember, like, I went to the World Convention in Barcelona shortly after that relationship had ended, right? And feeling like I could do anything, and feeling like I had the freedom to be whoever I wanted to be. I kind of lost my train of thought there. Anyway, so I've done this before. I've relocated. That's my point, right? I've relocated. Narcotics Anonymous has given me this awareness and this ability to, like, look inside myself and, like, really ask, you know, my higher power and, you know, where am I going next? You know what I mean? Like, what else do you need to do with me? Like, where else do I need to go? You know, and I made a home for myself in Philadelphia and, like, really participated there and, like, you know, just recovering in Philly, South Philly. Right over there. And it was amazing and beautiful. But, like, my dreams continued to change, right? So it started off with just taking one class at a community college, and, like, now it's completely different. Like, the ways that we can, you know, just continue to go on and, like, invite opportunity into our lives is remarkable. So that leads me to, like, wanting to be a teacher. And so I applied to all these alternative routes, right? Because I can't do things the traditional way. You know, and it landed me in either going to Detroit or to come to D.C. Philly didn't want me. Like, I applied to the programs there. But, like, they just, it wasn't for me to be there. And it was really hard to, like, relocate again. And it was really hard to, like, up and pack all my stuff. This is what I wanted to talk about from the Barcelona Convention. There was a woman there who shared, and she was like the NA gypsy. Like, she just kept moving and, like, becoming a new person. Not a new person as in she abandoned her old self, but she just continued to invite, like, the newness of new places and just continued to reinvent herself through Narcotics Anonymous and everywhere that she went. I kind of identify with her, you know, like, just being able to be like, oh yeah, that was there, and this is here, and that was there, and this is here, you know. And, like, I moved to this area to be a teacher, and this school year, this year, has been, like, one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life. I mean, for a number of reasons, but I believe that, like, who we are and, like, what's happening in our lives has a lot to do with where we are in our step work. And I was raised in the area that's, like, right on steps. You answer, you write the definition, you read, you write the definition, you answer the questions, you go over it. Like, just keep it moving, right? And whether that's right or wrong, I don't know, but it's kept me clean, and I'm really grateful. And I'm currently on a sixth step, right? I'm really aware of a lot of, I'm really aware of a lot of the defects that I don't have any control over. And I'm really aware of, of the ways that it plays out in my interpersonal relationships. It's really taken a toll on my life this year. We all have a lot of insecurities, my insecurity really flares up when I compare myself to other people. I have the blessing, and I want to call it a blessing because I know, like, somewhere down the line it's going to be a blessing, right? And my spirit's going to continue to awaken as a result of this. But I have the blessing of working with someone who, I really compare myself to, and I am so inferior to, and so unequal to, and, like, listen, the moment I walk in, the disease takes over. Like, I have very little ability to stay grounded in the spiritual program that, like, we have worked so hard to build in me when I'm there. And it's like the biggest struggle of my life right now, you know? And yeah, like, I know that there's gonna be freedom from it, and I'm holding on for dear life. You know, like I said, like, my mom died, right? And the teachers that I had, they were the ones that helped raise me. And I like have this full circle like connection to like being a teacher, right? Because I want to be able to like help raise some children who may not have a mom, or, you know, who don't have a loving, nurturing environment that like we have in NA. And you know, and I've been given this opportunity to do it, but my own head is like getting in my way of having freedom while I'm there. And it's really, really uncomfortable, and it's like, you know, it eats away at me, and I hate it. I know that this process works, and I know that, you know, in this process, I was just gonna say, I know that regardless of what I say, y'all are gonna clap when I'm done. But I really believe in NA, and I really believe in the 12 steps, and I really believe that, like, through working them, through doing what it is that we do, that, like, we can do anything. I'm going to share a few more things, and then I'm done, because this is too much. I can't handle it. So I applied to this program, this alternative route program, and I got a friend, right? That's what happens when we stay clean, and when we get clean, stay clean, and practice the new way of living. You know, people who aren't necessarily in Narcotics Anonymous want to participate in our lives. And, you know, we worked together really hard over the summer. And like, I knew that, like, she smoked pot. And, like, I knew that, you know, whatever. It didn't bother me because she never identified herself as an addict. She never, like, you know, said that she had a problem. But May 2nd, she will have 6 months clean. And I really believe that, you know, even if after the end of this year I don't become a teacher, or I don't earn my certification, or even if all of those spiritual dreams that I have to, like, be this amazing teacher do not come true, like, there's a purpose for me being here, you know, and it's a miracle. And I'm feeling very overwhelmed with gratitude and love. And Narcotics Anonymous can change you if you allow it to, right? Like, we need to do the work on the inside to get better and to grow and to, like, be the women and the men that we want to be. And it's available to all of us, and it's free. You just gotta do what we do, you know. I'm so grateful to be here and to be a part of this region, you know. It's a miracle to be able to relocate and have a family wherever you go, you know. And I'm really grateful. So thanks for listening.